The farm floats and disappears. 25,000 black-eyed Susans bloomed every summer on the farm. But now the yard hoards a Ford pickup, a kitchen stove, and grandmother is dead. I can see her traipsing through the field, though, her fingertips smeared yellow as bumblebees hum around her, fat globes of light. She glides like a heron, her slender back, her legs as long as corn stalks. She's younger than I am. On the hill, the abandoned house aches for her, her garden a tangle of dead vines and shotgun shells where vegetable colors once radiated. The cellar has flooded and the walnut tree can't lift its fruitless arms. She would never have let horses bow their heads to grassless pastures, or cattle trudge into an empty pond. The porch leans into itself, where she used to swing in her purple dress. She tipped back her sun hat and gazed into the sky, where geese split the air.